Hey, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. That'd be a tough place to be sitting in that mall up there.
Well, yeah, we were all so excited up until yesterday, and now it's all a bit flat, to be honest with you, mate. There's been a few Queenslanders who have been up all night rising us, but the workers are trundling out now, mate. The Australian Open, that's not far away.
Yeah, November, end of November. But great news yesterday afternoon. It was announced Jordan Spieth is coming back to defend his title, and which is great. You know, he's won it twice. To get a player of that level back to the Australian Open is a big coup, because Jason Day and Adam Scott are both, they're penciled in to play. They're not definite as yet, but I'm pretty sure they'll be back. But Jordan Spieth headlining, and he's just great for the game. And
brilliant.
When he's come to Australia, not only has he played well, he's just given everything back to the game and the Australian Open. So well done, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, he loves it here, doesn't he?
Yeah, and
well, he does.
Look, if
and
I...
it turned around his career, really. It did at the beginning. I know he's only 23 years of age, but he come down here and won that Australian Open at the Australian at 65, and the last day in those wins was amazing. It gave him the confidence to go on and win the US Masters the following year, and he openly says that. So we remember back to the great Payne Stewart and Mark O'Meara. They started their careers in Australia. They started playing our smaller events, and they went on to major winners and winning many times around the world. So it is a great place to play during their winter and our summer. So more Americans will take them.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to see him travelling, unlike many, many Americans. Now, what about this one? A good victory for Aussie women.
Yeah, absolutely. Catherine Kirk, that was a great win last week. And, if you haven't seen the footage, go to YouTube. That putt she held on the last was fantastic. She's worked really hard. She's got really fit. She looks in great shape, and that's helped her mental application of the game. And, she's always been a strong competitor and just a really nice person. So everybody in the golfing community was rapt when Catherine won, and hopefully that gives it the confidence to go on to bigger and better things.
Scottish Open?
Yeah, big week this week. It's obviously next week is Royal Burke Day, the Open Championships. The Scottish Open is always the event before, and it's a cracking field. We've got a bunch of Aussies in there, a normal, Fraser, Henn, Doat, Rumford, they're all playing. But Adam Scott, he's changed his... He's run into major championships this year. He's going to play the week before. We'll see how it goes. He desperately wants to get an Open Championships under his belt. Obviously, he lost that one to Ernie Els there a few years ago. So he wants to get one of those on the mantelpiece. So he's playing this week. But, Kuchar's playing, Reed, McIlroy, obviously. But I like Wiesberger this week. This guy's starting to play really well. I know I keep tipping him, but he's a really good player. And, the Scottish Open should be suited for him.
The John Deere Classic, they call it the Tractor Classic, don't they?
Yeah, this is a great fun week. It is. It's in the middle of Illinois there, and about an hour and a half from Milwaukee. But it's a great fun week. It's a family week. You get to drive the tractors out in the big John Deere farm out the back. But it's an important week. Who wins this gets into the British Open, the Open Championships. They'll be heading over there. Now, we've got a heap of Aussies, but I've been keeping you updated on Curtis Luck. Last week, he had another good week. He's now got $354,000 up. That's enough money to get him into the Web.com finals at the end of the year. So he'll need about another $400,000. He's playing again this week. He's full of confidence. Hopefully, he has a great week. But I like Matty Jones this week. He's got everything to play for. He's got limited starts, but he's got to start again this week. He's trying to keep his card off limited starts. So I like Matty this week. And Chad Campbell for my pick this week. He's up there at odds. He has to be 20 or 30s this week, but he's a great ball striker.
Chad Campbell, tab.com.au, $51, Gowie. And Cheese and Hadley, you've spoken about, $126. So, yeah, you can take them first three, top five or top ten, and just muck around with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is an open week. Like, you can really throw a dartboard at the names there. It goes deep. There's guys like Charlie Wee that are getting a start because it's a good week for players to take off. or a couple of weeks off and come back after the Open Championship. So it's not a great feel, but, you know, Steve Stricker, Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, he's trying to find his game. Now, I don't know if he's going to find his game. I don't know if you've watched him. He's using one of those golf balls, those colourful blue and pink and green. And, you know, his game hasn't been that great. But we have got the Women's US Open this week. Take a look at that. We've got five Aussies in there. Minji Lee, she's playing. Catherine Kuhn's playing. And Sarah Oh. So, you know, keep an eye on them. But I guess the talk of the week is Donald Trump, because it's his golf course, Trump National this week. If he turns up or not, and it's a fair chance he will turn up. He doesn't mind a camera or two.
No, exactly. Good on you, Gary.
Thanks, fellas.